my mind went like this. I was a sinner. By grace, I am saved through faith. And this, not of myself, it's a present from God. So don't sin anymore. I shouldn't sin anymore. Because after, and then over and over and over and over and over and over, people would tell you about the sin and how easily it would get in. And then they would tell you what the sins were and how they worked out. And then they would tell you what you needed to do about the sin when the sin got in, because it was so easy to get in. And you went walking around. Now, don't you dare get back into that bondage to sin. Right? And I've come to understand, obviously, I'm not going to argue with that, right? But that's not what they're talking about. What they're talking about, what Paul was writing to these people about, was don't let the bondage of what Jesus described as the traditions of men, the law, the works of the flesh, the religion that's out there, and regardless of what flavor it is, what I say? Regardless of what flavor this religion is, the idea is that you will be perfected in the flesh. The works that you will do will somehow perfect you. And I know there's some of you that are wondering what's going on. Let me read this to you out of the New Living Translation. Again, this is Galatians 5:1. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. That's the New Living Translation. The picture there is clear. What he's done is taken the in context, the historical record there of the letter, and put it together. Specifically, for them, it was the Jewish law and the works of the law. But Jesus also, again, was in Matthew 7, Mark 7, the traditions of men, law or religion, again, the whole idea is that you will do stuff in the flesh that will somehow perfect or complete your sanctification or your holiness or your righteousness. The idea, without ever saying so, is saying you have to do this in order to be right with God, in order to have the righteousness of God, the state of him who is as how he ought to be. These are the things you have to do. And Paul's saying, don't go back there, because it's Jesus. It's only Jesus. It's always Jesus. It's nothing but Jesus. Don't get your eyes off of Jesus. And I'm getting my eyes down the road because we're going there. Okay? So, thinking about these things, riding out to Monday Morning High, I was reminded again, it's one of my favorite places, in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the first verse, having thrown off every weight and the sin that so easily entangles us, and it's cool, it says run the race with. And the word that's translated with there is not meta, it's dia, which is through. You're running this race through. You're running through this race in hupomone, not endurance. Say not endurance. Not endurance. Not. The picture that's there when you translate those words that way is you got to throw aside this stuff and you got to run and it's probably going to be real hard and you got to endure down toward the, that's not what it says at all. Paul said, throw that stuff off, or the writer of Hebrews, if you think it was Paul, throw that stuff off and run through this race the whole time, through this race in cheerful constancy. See, this race is not an endurance thing that we're trying to wait until sometime we're going to get to heaven and then we'll be able to breathe and the tears will go away and we'll be. No, Jesus has already come to set you free. We're supposed to be living in Him, in His power, in His authority, and you can't do that if somebody's always putting weight and burden on you by preaching the sin. Jesus has already condemned the sin in the flesh. If you're in Him, you're in Him. And I hear that thought, just hang on a minute, okay? Yes, you can too. In order to understand this, the weight is the burden of guilt. Why do you have a burden of guilt? Started off there because you were a sinner, and because you're still not, quote, perfect, and because there are things that you do that might be wrong. And the devil, as the accuser of the brethren, is there all the time to go, oh, look, you missed it. Oh, you should have done this. Oh, you should have said that. You know you didn't confess this. And after all, you got, because you're delivered from the trap set by the enemy through the noise in your head. Just tell him, we could say, where to go. Why don't we just remind him where he lives? Okay? Because Jesus has set us free. We are, I am, I want you to be determined to stand firm in that liberty, that freedom that He has given you, and don't go back there. And there's a great reason that I'm going to get to. In order to be able to understand this, again, the burden, the weight is the burden of sin. And when it says, or burden of guilt, when it says sin, what it's specifically addressing is not, quote, what you did right or what you didn't do right or where you've transgressed, your transgression or your trespass, or even if you just missed it. That's not what the writer is talking about here. Sin here means the sin consciousness, that you are conscious of sin. Throw aside the burden of guilt, and the sin consciousness that tries to come on you. And in order to understand that, you have to go back and look. Now remember, we're in the, quote, 12th chapter of the letter, right? Because we break it down in chapter and verse. Back up in the letter, and I would like to take the time to the 10th chapter, and the picture of what's being said here, almost as a conclusion, is painted in the 10th chapter. So we're going to look at several verses. If you want to, you can look there with me. The second verse of the 10th chapter tells us that the law